Jekka News, you need to know now.
Dit gaan 'n mooi weer en koel dag word, warm in plekke, gedeeltelik bewolk oor die westelike dele van die Noordwes. Pretoria en Johannesburg op na 21, Mbombela 25, Emalahleni 24, Polokwane 27 en Rustenburg 23 grade.
In Bedford op die N12R24 was 'n ongeluk by die Gelulies-Wisselaar. Alle bane is oop, verkeer is stadig stadig op albei roetes.
Die fokus verskuif vandag na die nuwe brandstofprys. Die departement van minerale hulpbronne het nog nie aangekondig presies wat ons van middernag af gaan betaal vir brandstof vir die volgende maand nie. Die prys sal die nuwe brandstofheffing insluit. 16 sent ekstra vir petrol 'n liter en 14 sent ekstra vir diesel. Maar vandag gaan die EFF hieroor Hooggeregshof toe. En 'n 14-jarige tiener is vanoggend in die suidweste van Turkye aan 'n angsaanval dood toe 'n 5.8 aardbewing die Marmaris gebied getref het. Sowat 70 ander mense is ook beseer, sommige wat uit hoë geboue gespring het. Die aardbewing het net na middernag getref. Ek Gerda de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, it continues. Wink-gate is a thing. Jacques Nienaber has laughed off suggestions that Irish players aren't as adept at rugby's dark arts as their South African counterparts when he was asked about Munster's exit from the URC at the hands of the Sharks. And Munster drew 24-all with the Sharkies, but they lost the place-kicking contest 6-4 after extra time. And some, particularly from Ireland, have suggested that Jaden Hendricks crossed the line when he went down with cramp following his second kick. Now, Rassie Erasmus has also since taken to X, posting a picture which he believes shows the scrum off not faking it, and that he indeed was suffering with cramp. The boss also included a shrugging emoji, which suggests he doesn't quite understand what all the fuss is about. I'm with Rassie on this one. I don't know what all the fuss is about, but it seems to continue. Banyana Banyana will be in action against Zambia tonight in their final Tri Nations series match, having beaten Botswana 3-2 last Wednesday. This tournament is final preparation for the Women's Africa Cup of Nations, which starts on the 5th of June. Kickoff today is at 3 o'clock. And former Proteas captain Graham Smith has urged the national team to not be too taken by the occasion when they face Australia at Lord's in the World Test Championship final. It starts on the 11th of June, which is next Wednesday. The Proteas will take to the pitch in preparation. Today, they face Zimbabwe in a four-day game before moving on to London. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jacka Sport.
Yeah, listen, if the guy missed the kick, but also he didn't.
Even so then,
at that level, you've got thousands of people possibly even booing, trying to distract you.
I mean, Mart, you've played rugby. If you tell me a professional rugby player, Irish or otherwise, has not in the bottom of a ruck done something, pulled somebody back defensively.
Chirped.
Maybe put in a naughty little trip on the referee's definitely not looking away, then I don't know if you've actually played rugby.
Right, and also, but maybe he was surprised though, because that was the unexpected. A wink.
He just wasn't expecting. If it was Bucky's, you'd have blown him a kiss.
Remember that.
Jacaranda FM plays music. You love. Like this.
Come on, Harry, we want to say goodnight to you.
Holding me back, gravity's holding me back. I want you to hold out the palm of your hand. Why don't we leave it at that? Nothing to say, and everything gets in the